أكد رئيس حكومة ولاية فيكتوريا السيد دانيال أندروز على أهمية التعددية الثقافية في بناء مجتمع متين، وقال إن كل المهاجرين ساهموا في غنى الولاية على الصعود كافة، وعبر عن الفخر بالتعددية الثقافية التي هي مصدر للفرح والأمل والاحترام والتآخي كما قال.
Well, look, it's a great opportunity for us to celebrate, you know, so many journeys that have made our city, our state, our nation so much richer, so much more prosperous. Our cultural diversity is something that we are very, very proud of. It's our greatest asset, our richest asset. We don't just tolerate multiculturalism in Victoria, we celebrate it proudly. It's something that it's so filled with joy and hope and respect and inclusion. It's something that we can be very, very proud of. We're not just a leader in our nation, we're a leader in the world.
وعن التحديات التي يواجهها المجتمع الأسترالي بشكل عام والجالية الإسلامية بشكل خاص نتيجة لما يحصل في العالم، وعن كيفية ضمان إبقاء المجتمع شاملا للجميع، قال السيد أندروز إننا مجتمع متعدد الثقافات والأديان، وقال إن هذه التعددية الثقافية تسمح لنا بالحديث بصراحة، وقال إن بعض المهاجرين من المسلمين يشعرون أنهم ليسوا جزءا من هذا المجتمع وهم يواجهون العديد من التحديات، وقال إنه يجب مواصلة العمل لدعم كل فرد من أفراد المجتمع لكي يحقق ما يطمح إليه.
We always have to be loud in our support for our cultural diversity and the fact we're a multicultural, multi-faith community. But we owe it to the richness and the importance of our multiculturalism to sometimes speak very, very frankly. And it is a fact that there are many in our Australian community, particularly newly arrived migrants, particularly those of the Muslim faith, who feel that they're not fully a part of our nation, they're not fully part of our state. They deal with many, many, many challenges, often people who are very afraid of things that are different, people that are filled with hate. We need to do more. We need to support every member of our Victorian family, no matter their background, no matter their faith, to reach the full potential that belongs to them, because that's how our state grows, that's how we all do much better. We've seen over the years many acts of great kindness, welcoming people from war-torn parts of the world, from areas where things have been very difficult, and every single one of those communities, whether it's Vietnamese, Afghanis, Iraqis, those from the post-war conflicts in the 50s and 60s, all of those communities, every one of them, has paid us back over and over again and made us a much stronger and a much better place.
وحول خطة الحكومة في فيكتوريا فيما يتعلق باستقبال اللاجئين الجدد، قال السيد أندروز إن الحكومة مستعدة لاستقبال أكثر من حصة الولاية وهي 25% من أعداد اللاجئين، وشدد على وجوب السماح للأطفال الذين يولدون في أستراليا بالبقاء فيها وإشعارهم بالحب والحنان والرعاية لأن ذلك سينعكس إيجابيا في المستقبل، وعبر عن استعداده كذلك على تأمين الرعاية الصحية والتعليم والسكن لهذه العائلات.
Important is we are supporting a very large intake of Syrian refugees who will come here through the process that all Australian governments are involved in, and we'll, as we always do, we'll take more than 25%. That's our population share, but we'll do more than that because that's the sort of state that we are. I made some comments recently about those, many of whom who are born here, children particularly, who should be allowed to stay. We should wrap our arms around them in an act of kindness. We should say, you can stay here. Because I'm confident if we do extend that hand of friendship and care, those families, those children in years to come will be proud members of the Victorian community, and we are prepared to pay for the healthcare, the schooling, the housing for those families. It's a small number, but it's a very, very big step and a big message that we are a kind and generous state.
وعبر السيد أندروز عن فرحه للبرنامج العربي بالتطور الجديد وهو البث على مدار 24 ساعة.
You're giving me the news. This is good. Well, that is terrific.
What do you think about that?
Well, the best way for me to say thank you and well done is to come on the program. Terrific. All the very best.
كما وتحدثنا مع زعيم المعارضة في ولاية فيكتوريا السيد ماثيو غاي. استهل السيد غاي حديثه بتحية المستمعين بالقول السلام عليكم، وقال خلال الحديث إن التعددية الثقافية مهمة جدا في المجتمع الأسترالي.
Can I firstly say salam alaikum to all your listeners? Cultural Diversity Week is about celebrating so much of our multicultural personality that is Australia. So many people have come from so many different countries to make Australia a better place. And whether it's from the British Isles, Eastern Europe, like my mum's family, from the Arabic countries, from South American countries, Africa. Our country's changing and changing for the better.
وشدد زعيم المعارضة في فيكتوريا على أن الديانة الإسلامية هي من أقدم الديانات في أستراليا إذ يعود تاريخ وجودها إلى عام 1850.
I was a multicultural affairs minister, worked closely with the Islamic Council. Can I just say, particularly to your Islamic listeners, Islam has been in Australia since the 1850s. Australians should not see Islam as a new religion. It's one of our oldest religions in this country and we need to embrace it. And it needs to be another one of our key religions that unites us, not divides us. And that, I think Islam, there is a deep understanding I think a lot of Islamic Australians want to have, and we need to have that greater reaching out and education amongst the broader community as well.
وحول موقفه من الاحتجاجات ضد بناء مسجد في ضاحية بنديغو في فيكتوريا، قال السيد جاي إن للجميع الحق في العبادة والصلاة بسلام وأمان، وأنه لا يجب الخوف من بناء أي مكان للعبادة.
Everyone deserves the right to pray in peace, to worship in peace, and we should no one should fear a church, a mosque, a synagogue, a temple, because they are places for people to pray in peace. And that's a good thing, particularly in Bendigo, that the council approved the mosque in Bendigo, and I think it's a sensible thing for the council to get on and see it built.
كما وشدد السيد جاي على أهمية انخراط الأهل في اهتمامات أبنائهم لتجنب أي ميول نحو التطرف.
Look, I think a lot of the issues around extremism is certainly around education, and we need to make sure that people's the first generation and their children feel comfortable. But also, it's got to start at home. So we need to make sure that parents are educated to monitor their children. I mean, I know my sons better than anyone, and I would hope that. People listening, they know their children better than anyone else, better than any government, better than any community. So we've got to be vigilant about our own children too. Shukran.